Hello, I'm Janet, and this is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, because men like boobs and girls like wine. On this week's podcast, I have a phenomenal co-host, Stephanie McHugh, a local and very funny Denver comedian. But before I get Stephanie on the line, I want to remind you to mark your calendars. July 17th, Trainwreck, the movie, hits theaters, starring and written by Miss Amy Schumer.
Girls, your mother and I are getting divorced. Monogamy isn't realistic.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
Again.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
I didn't understand that word at the time, but now I know exactly what he was talking about.
Saturday, I would love it if you were my date.
I can't do that because, like, you and I won't ever see each other again.
I wake up late every morning, money just cooling, I'm still yawning.
Morning.
Oh, Amy. What happened? Did church let out early?
Ooh, I like Tom's sweater.
Does he teach computer in a church basement?
Don't get all threatened just because you don't understand the concept of marriage. You dress him like that so nobody else wants to have sex with him? That's cool.
Hey. Hey.
I'm just a modern chick who does what she wants. Last week, it was this guy.
Is that wine in a box?
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, shut up.
Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg is like 150 pounds. I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
Before you judge, you should know I'm doing fine. My friends are awesome. My apartment's sick. And I have a great job at a men's magazine.
I like you, Amy. You're clever, but you're not too brainy. You're pretty-ish, and you're not gorgeous. You're approachable.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm giving you an assignment. I need a profile on a sports doctor. Oh!
So you're doing the article on me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt. We watching Downton Abbey later?
LeBron, I'm being interviewed.
Listen, I'm watching it tonight because I'm not going to go to practice and all the guys are talking about it and I'm left out.
Tall.
You follow sports?
Sports. I love them.
Who's your favorite team?
The Orlando Blooms.
Do you want to go get a drink?
Yeah. What am I doing? I slept at the doctor's place last night.
My boy got intimate.
Yes.
Sexual intercourse.
Oh! You never spend the night. What were you, blackout drunk?
No, I had like 2 drinks. 3 max. 4 now that I'm tallying.
Because you're on antibiotics or something?
Oh my God, he's calling me.
Why would he call? You guys just had sex.
This is Amy. I think you butt-dialed me.
No, I dialed you with my fingers.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Shh. He called me on purpose.
Hang up. He's obviously like sick or something.
I was calling to say I had a really good time last night. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out again.
I'm going to call the police.
Hello, Stephanie McHugh.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
I'm enjoying my summer. It's been like a super hot minute since I saw you last. I'm pretty sure there was snow on the ground.
I think you're right. It has been a long time. Thank you for having me back.
I am so excited to have you back. And summer is in full force. Your daughters are both home, one from college, one from high school.
Yep. Yes, one is a barista at Starbucks now.
Ooh. Do they make good money?
They do. She does for a high school job.
Yeah, tips and stuff, right?
Right. Yep. And then the other one... The Beaver, the Oregon State University girl, is home and really just got home because they're super late. So it was the middle of June when she got home.
Wow. Is she going to go back?
Yeah, but not until the end of September.
Wow. Well, that's good. But she is going to go back for her sophomore year.
Oh, yes.
She didn't get homesick.
She did, but then she got over it. So really, you can't ask for anything better. I mean, it was so hard. She was crying when we left her. She didn't know anybody. And then she was crying when we picked her up because she didn't want to miss her, you know, her friends there. So it's really good.
Oh, wow. And you're probably just happy to have her home.
It is nice to have her home.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, yes, that's the short answer right there. I think we all know. We're all family, you know?
Right, right. It's nice. It is nice. But then they grow up and they start getting their own lives. My coworker's going through that. And she's like, my son's home from college, but he's been gone the whole time. Well.
Yeah. So So here's something weird, Janet. I never thought I would say, but she's, okay, so she's 19. She'll be 20 in October. And she just got home and she was really tired. She goes, oh, I feel like I need to work out, but I'm just so tired. And I go, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, but here's my advice. If you're tired, you will never regret going to work out or having sex anyway. Because you'll always feel better afterwards.
Stop it, Stephanie. You're telling the men our secret. Stop
and
it.
And I said, in a loving, committed relationship. And
right, after you're married for that in at the end. A year.
Right. After you know him. If he's a good man, then do it. You're right. Don't let him know that.
Right. That's awesome. Now, you and my boyfriend recently had a gig together over in Grand Junction.
We did.
I was
Janet, he's
so
one of my
bummed.
Favorites. I was bummed I didn't get to see you.
It was a school night, right?
I think it was, yes.
It was like a Thursday night, and I'm like, nope. And he was like, Stephanie's going to be there. I was like, dang it, but still, no.
No, nope. I am tired.
Did you take that next day off?
No, here's what I do.
You're superwoman.
Nope, not really. I have my people, and by that, I mean my mom. And she helps me out. She and my dad are retired. So she will drive me to the gig because it was in Glenwood Springs.
Yes.
I remember that now. So that's like 3 hours.
Right.
So I took a half day off work and she drove me there. And then I sit in the back seat like a little kid with all my comedy notebooks because it's the perfect time for someone who always gets distracted because I'm in the car.
Right.
And so I go over my set, any new stuff I want to do, and I take a nap if I need to, and we get to the gig, and then I perform, and then I'm so amped up after the show that I'm okay to drive home. So she sleeps, and then I drive home.
Oh, that's awesome. I just, you on your first comedy album, the cover should be of your mom driving you and you in the back.
That's right. It should be.
That would be the ultimate comedy album picture.
Yeah.
But you got to like grandma it up, like, because she's your mom and she's got to, you know. Right. I don't know.
A little station wagon.
Yes.
With me in the back.
Yes. Uh-huh. In pigtails or something.
My juice box. Yes. My little coloring book. Comedy club notes.
Oh my goodness. So
it was good to see him, Steve Mudflap McGrew. And of course he had an amazing set as always.
He's been working on some new stuff, he said. He's been traveling a lot. This month he has a couple things in Denver, I think this a couple times this week, but he's been traveling a lot. He's been Alabama and
oh wow.
Yeah. Other places that I can't remember. Because once the week's gone, like, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't keep track. Like, people
just
ask me.
Just tell me when you're going to be home.
Yeah. People will be like, where's Steve? I'll be like, this week? Birmingham. That's all I got. When we get a time. Yeah. So you've been performing a lot lately, right? I've been seeing some Facebook posts.
Yeah, I've been doing some, and this Saturday, I'm going to be opening for Josh Blue in Cortez,
that's awesome.
Colorado, which is right by where I grew up. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty excited about that. Did you post on your high school's Facebook page to let them know?
You know what? No, I need the gig sheet. I'm sorry. I don't know the specific place. So I will find that out. And then the next weekend, again, too, I know, Janet, I don't have the specifics yet.
And it's not on Facebook.
From the booker. It's not on Facebook. I'm opening for Rocky Laporte, which I just got. He was on Last Comic Standing, and I'm going to be with him, too.
Steve was messaging him a couple months ago, and I was like, who? Because I don't watch those shows.
And yeah.
He gave me the down low on Rocky.
Oh, good. Yes. Another one of my favorites. So wow. I've been working with a lot of my favorite people lately. Can't complain.
So have you got to work with Amy Schumer?
I have not.
The world is becoming obsessed with that woman. What do you think?
I love her. I love her.
Really?
I like her. Good. I've never met her in person, I suppose, but Trainwreck looks like a fun movie.
It does, doesn't it?
And I saw that clip on Ellen DeGeneres when she was on her show.
Yes.
And I thought, she is just nonstop.
Have you watched her show on Comedy Central? The Amy Schumer
show?
No. You need to do that.
No, I haven't. No, I was going to say, I saw her Comedy Works Central special, but that was done in like 2010.
Yeah, that girl is on fire. I don't know that I have ever seen a female comic be as on fire as she is right now.
Yeah, she is. Which is really nice to see that, you know? It's happening more and more, I think. More female comics are getting...
I love that she's like, hey, guess what? I have cellulite. I'm chunkier. But guess what? Right. I'm still getting laid. Have no fear.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm going to stop working out because of Amy Schumer, but I'm like, you own it, girl. You go, girl.
Yes. I love her.
Ooh. Anyway, you would think she would be my woman crush of the week, but she's not. She's not. Who is your woman crush of the week this week, Stephanie?
You know what?
Sound like it's a pop quiz.
Did I a little bit?
A little bit.
A little bit. That's very perceptive of you, Janet. But this is what I'm going with. And now I'm going to have two reasons. My mom, aww, Sandy McHugh, is my woman crush of the week. First of all, because my dad just got a knee replacement surgery.
Oh, my.
And evidently, he was going around the house without his little, what's it called? My mind just went blank. Not a cane, but a walker.
Okay.
So he needs to use a walker.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't doing it. And there was something else. He was not being a good patient is what it turned out to be. So mom finally just kind of didn't get totally mad, but just sort of laid it out. He finally was like, all right, I'll get the walker.
Whipped him into shape.
Yes. So she did that. And then she drives me everywhere when I have gigs far away.
She
carpools me around. Yeah.
You should be posting pictures of that.
Oh, you're right. I should.
Because it is kind of adorable and funny all at the same time.
Right. I'll do that next time. Thank
you. Mom driving me to Glenwood Springs.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. I think that's adorable. Like, I could see my dad doing that if I were in your shoes. Be like, Dad driving me to my job tonight.
That's right. It is the nicest thing.
They love it. It's time with you.
She does. Right.
And time away from your dad.
Double whammy, Janet.
Double whammy.
You said it, not me, so I cannot get in trouble for that. But yes.
Sorry. Sorry, Mama McHugh. Oh. My woman crush of the week is a web video star because I'm obsessed with YouTube these days.
Me too. Who is it?
Her name's Candy Johnson.
Yes.
She is a phenomenal makeup artist.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen her turn herself into so many different people? My favorite is Barbie.
I was just going to say, I bet you love the Barbie one.
I do.
Phenomenal.
I do. She has also been a makeup artist for film and television, but I know her because of her YouTube channel. She's transformed into characters and celebrities such as Snow White, Miley Cyrus, Kim Kardashian, Willie Robertson, and Eddie Scissorhands, just because her skill with makeup.
Yes. So she's a good one to check out right before Halloween.
If
you don't have a specific costume, you know, you can just take some clothes or go to the thrift store and then she'll show you how to do this amazing makeup job.
Yeah. And she did makeup for Conan O'Brien and several other celebrities.
Wow.
She's also been a guest judge on How Do I Look and has been featured in Elle, Glamour, AOL, Yahoo, and a video series with Glamour magazine. And she graduated from beauty school but realized she hated doing hair and she wanted to focus on makeup and soon enough landed her first makeup artist job on VH1's I Love the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about her.
See, I find these,
she's good.
These YouTube people, and I tend to like dig into their lives, be like, who are these people? Because they're so amazing.
I know.
And I found a great quote from her. It was, you're more beautiful than you know, more talented than you think, and more loved than you can imagine.
Well said, Candy.
Candy Johnson.
And Janet. Yes.
So you've been watching YouTube, getting obsessed with some YouTubers?
Yeah. You know what? I hate to say this. I unsubscribed to her a couple years ago, but I still check her out occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. It's just that sometimes when you subscribe to too much, there's just almost too much.
It's overwhelming.
And I watched her for a long time, I have to say. So now I'm trying to get in good shape, like I have been for the past 20 years.
Right.
I've been lifting weights again. So I watch Nikki Blacketer on YouTube. And she's, of course, she's 24, I think, and in amazing shape. But she shows, and she has two husky dogs. So I love the husky dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She'll show what she's eating. She's got a really good looking boyfriend. It's just like, I don't know what, it like takes the place of the soap operas or something.
It does. It does.
There's nothing, you know, but it, what do I want to say? You know, earth shattering or, you know, meaningful. It's not the news, but she's
but that's
cute.
It. It's not the news. It's not the
right.
sad stuff.
Exactly. And I did see on her Instagram, she showed her picture before and after she started lifting weights. And she does, I guess there's different levels of competition. So she's in bikini competitions, which I think is more just you're toned and muscle definition. I'm not exactly sure.
So when you say you're lifting weights, what does that mean? Like, how much are these weights that you're lifting?
Well, Janet, upper body, not so much. I'm not very strong in my upper body.
But I'm not either.
Yeah, lower body, I try to lift more. And I try to lift heavy because after I had the girls, I got back into shape lifting because mm-hmm. I was like 32. So just your usual, you know, cut back for a little while and do cardio wasn't cutting it anymore. And it changes your shape too. So I tell myself this. You eat like a gorilla, you lift like a gorilla, but don't throw feces like a gorilla. Because that gets old like after the third time, Janet.
That runs the boys away.
Yeah, doesn't work. So I just try to lift as hard as I can and then eat. Lately, I've been just trying to eat a lot of vegetables, like a mixing bowl full of greens. That
greens
for dinner, like a spinach salad. But instead of just a little bowl, I get out a mixing bowl for dinner.
So like a whole bag if you get that prepared stuff.
Correct. Like a 1 pound bag. Yeah.
Dang. Do you use dressing?
Yes. I read the book Eat to Live and they said don't use dressing, but I do cheat a little bit and I do that. So there is Sprouts has Greek yogurt dressing. Mm-hmm. So you can use like 2 tablespoons and really I'm probably using like 4 tablespoons.
I was
going to
say
a mixing
bowl?
Of lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm mixing it up. But they'll have cilantro ranch dressing.
Mm.
And a creamy Parmesan Caesar dressing. For 2 tablespoons, it's like 40 or 50 calories.
I'm going to have to check that out. Yep.
Right. Sprouts in the refrigerated section.
And so what do you eat throughout the day? Just more vegetables?
Yes. Well, I have a Quest bar, double chocolate.
Oh, I like the Oreo. Do you warm them up in the microwave?
No, but you are such a whiz. Nikki Blacketer,
yes.
My YouTube.
or bake
obsession.
Them?
She does that. She heats them up in the oven.
Yeah.
And then puts peanut butter in between them.
Yes.
They're so good.
Yes. It's kind of like a cookie.
Yes.
But healthy for you-ish.
It has a ton of fiber in it.
It does. Maybe because I've been doing oatmeal in the morning. Maybe I should try some Quest bars. Does it keep you pretty full until lunch?
Yeah, it does pretty good. And it just when I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of hungry and I have a sweet tooth. So it helps with the sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because with oatmeal, I used to do that and it was like 50-50 oatmeal to brown sugar.
Yeah. I get the maple and brown sugar from Quaker Oats, but it's the low sugar kind. And I'm sure they pack it full of chemicals to make it low sugar.
Oh,
you know how they
are. Right. Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Yeah.
Not healthy. Not healthy.
Not healthy.
I've been trying to lift some more weights. Because I was doing squats for a while, but now I've added 20 pounds in each hand squats. And I do like 25 in between like my cardios and my abs. But my body's not changing. It's only been like a week. Stephanie, I'm not like hardcore. This is a new thing. So when you're like lifting weights, I'm like, what? Me too. For a week.
Yeah. I've done it 2 times.
Boy, my legs hurt.
Oh, and let me tell you what. I cannot go like, I can make it if each body type or body part. So like if I do lower body, I have like 5 days and then I should do it again. But literally if I go past 2 weeks, it's like back to square one.
Yep.
I do not have, that's the one thing I notice with age. You can get it back, but you just don't have the amount of time you could when you were younger to sort of float or cheat or whatever.
Yep. Yesterday was National Fried Chicken Day. I felt
yum.
It today.
Did you celebrate?
I did. Did you? No, you probably had your salad.
Oh, you know what? I went to Hanging Lake with my daughters. We had a daycation.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
What's Hanging Lake?
It is by Glenwood Springs, and it is this small lake. I had never been there before, but it's a huge I want to say it's a national park. Not, it's a state park. And so there's a little waterfall that comes down from the springs, and it is crystal clear water.
Oh, wow.
It's just gorgeous. So you have to do like a mile hike up to get to it.
Oh,
so
good.
We did that. Yes.
Was it
great.
Raining?
Almost.
Yeah.
I was such a Debbie Downer. We're driving there, and it's 3 hours from Denver. And as we get almost there, there is a sign that says Hanging Lake parking lot full. And so then we're trying to get to it. You had to turn around. You're stuck in construction, backtracking for a little bit to get to it. And we're stuck in this traffic, and it had rained really hard. I know it dumped rain here and it was cloudy in Denver the whole time, right?
Yeah.
But we had a few pockets of sun and not rain the whole time. And then it just rained again. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess we just got to drive there anyway. You can't go 3 hours without driving up to it. And there still was a sign. There was another sign right there by the parking lot that it was full. And then we saw an open spot right there. And I knew, like with the rain, that possibly there would be some spots open. Plus, it was like 2:30 in the afternoon. So all the early bird people could have been done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got the spot. And it's a tourist attraction. And I know there's a lot of people going, yes, Stephanie, Colorado is a tourist attraction.
It is.
And people come to visit. But I guess part of me was picturing, because I'd gone on a hike this weekend, and there you see in shape hikers, you know, that are models from REI doing
right,
it. And this
right.
was like Bob and Carol from Missouri.
Hey,
coming down.
I'm from Missouri.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with Missouri.
I just think it's funny how you picked Missouri.
I know. I don't know why I did that. You're right. Because when I was telling someone earlier today, I used Iowa. And I said, Steph, in my head, I'm like, quit using Iowa. Say Missouri. And subconsciously.
Just use Arkansas. I wanted
to bond with you.
There we go.
So there were all these people coming down the hill as we were starting to walk up this steep, like, mile hike. It takes you like an hour to get up there, which isn't too terribly long, but it's a pretty hefty hike. Mm-hmm. And they were just soaking wet. Oh. And little kids soaking wet.
Now, was this from rain or sweat?
From rain.
Okay.
They just got dumped on while we were stuck in traffic on I-70 getting rained on and me getting so mad. It was actually saving us.
Yeah.
The construction and everything.
You
so
know, I don't see you being a mad person.
Oh.
I don't see. I see you going, oh, dang it. Well, shoot.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that one.
But then I picture the Stephanie that I've seen on the Comedy Works stage, and that's a little bit different.
A little bit more, yeah. Like the yelling at the kids one?
Yes, yes.
So I didn't yell at my kids like that, if anyone's seen that. But I can get – I did use a lot of words while we were in the car. But you just got to let it go.
Right. You do. You do. Now, do you have a YouTube channel where you post, like, videos of you doing comedy?
Oh, Janet, yes. I don't have a lot on there. Okay. I do have some. You are so good. You are such a master at all of this. I love your little tips, like taking a picture of my mom in the car.
Yeah.
So I do. It's Stephanie McHugh. But you and my 19-year-old daughter were like, you know what? This is pretty lame. You need to put more clips up. But I'm like, I know. I do. So
Steve,
I will.
I've been pushing Steve, and now that we have both fallen in love with YouTube, like, he just wants to rule YouTube. He's like, I wish I would have started this in 2005 when everyone else started. Where have I been?
That's right. Even though I think, like, posting a picture of your dinner on Facebook is ridiculous, let me tell you what, there's a person inside of me that wants a YouTube channel of me just like eating Quest bars, you
yes.
know, like putting them in the oven and going, like, this is how I did it. And put
there you go.
Becoming
you
the
go.
Next Candy Johnson.
There you go. You be the Candy Johnson of Quest bars.
Right.
And maybe yes. they'll give you free Quest bars because they're kind of pricey.
They do. I know. I know that Nikki Blacketer gets a ton of free stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been trying, Steve and I. We've been trying. We've been doing Pringles challenges and trying to, yeah. Anyway, it's time for question and answer fun with Stephanie.
Okay.
I have some story behind this. Okay, so Natty Waters was on the podcast right before the last time you were supposed to be on the podcast. So back when it was snowing.
Uh-huh.
And she... I watched the Grace Helbig show, and we were sitting here talking, and I was like, oh, you know what I'm going to have you do? You're going to create the questions for Stephanie next week. And she's like, okay, because she's like, wants to break into comedy. She's doing some like classes and stuff. And I was like, I think you would have great questions for Stephanie. And then I had to cancel with you, but she was on the podcast last week. I was like, Natty, it's perfect. You don't even have to think of questions again because I still have your questions from back when it was snowing.
She lucked out so much.
So I know that she has been anticipating the answers to these questions. No pressure. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this.
How long have you been doing comedy? What's your comedy story?
I started doing comedy in 2001. I moved, this is the long version.
It's cool.
I moved to Chicago right after college and lived in Lincoln Park right by downtown and thought, you know, I should do stand-up comedy. Super close to Second City, never took a class or anything. And then later moved back to Colorado, got married, had two kids, and thought, why am I not doing something that I really like? Not like as a, I wasn't thinking as a full-time profession, but I just took an acting class, and then I took an improv class at the Arvada Center. And then I really liked the people I did improv with. And then I met someone who did stand-up, and he said, you should really try stand-up. So then I loved it. I went to Comedy Works for like 8 weeks to watch the new talent night first before I got on stage, and was just petrified. Really the second time. The first time, like having babies, you don't know what to expect. So you're like, I think this might hurt, but yet again, might not. There's epidurals. There's ways you can medicate this yourself out of this.
Vodka and
wine. Might not be bad. The second time, you're like, oh no, this does hurt a lot. So the second time I went on stage was just nerve-wracking. And the first time I didn't have anyone I knew in the audience. The second time, my husband at the time brought a ton of friends. So it was just so hard. But I don't know. I just still really liked it and kept doing it on and off until now. As whatever, up till now and continuing.
Right.
Not quitting.
No, don't. No. And if you've listened to Natty on the podcast, she has a little girl. I think she just turned 7. And so her next question is, what are your tips for mamas trying to be in comedy / entertainment?
Oh, my gosh. That is a great question. I think for moms and really anybody that your path might be different than other people's path. And that is completely okay. Just know what's right for you and your daughter and go for it. You know, she's already on the right track and things, and just having a love for it is really good. So like, for example, I started when my daughters were 3 and 5, and nobody would work with me. One comic said, nobody's going to want to work with a female, go out on the road with a female comic. And it was kind of challenging to get that. Because he said, they're going to want to go with a guy instead of a girl because their girlfriends or wives aren't going to want you with them. And Lori Callahan, God bless her, headliner, female comic, who has since passed away, but she took me out on the road with her. And my kids, so we would go out for like 10 days at a time. And I did it a couple of times. Can you hear my kids?
The sorority is coming inside.
So I know. They were in their room and they just came out. They don't know I'm on a podcast because I didn't tell her. Because that's the kind of communication level we're at. So speed that up. So they remember, like, I set it out to have people watch. My ex-husband was good at watching and my mom would come help. But they said years later, I remember when you would go out on the road for 10 days at a time. And it was too hard for me too. So I just didn't do that as much. But as they grew older, I had a morning radio show job, and that was fine. They had to get themselves ready. They were in middle school at the time. So it ebbs and flows. Like, for me, that didn't work out. But I know some people, like the pump and dump girls, they travel a lot. It works for them. There's no one straight way to get there. And there's no one way. You may think you have it figured out, and then it just, you know, changes a little bit for you.
And speaking of the pump and dump girls, rambling. That was all great information. Are you still performing with them?
I do. I just haven't lately. I don't have anything on the books with them right now. They're just doing amazing. I think they're out of I just want to say on Facebook, I saw they're like on the East Coast somewhere.
Oh, wow. So they're like traveling the nation.
They are traveling the nation, yes. And have young kids too. And it's working out fine for them. So just because I just had that story doesn't
that
mean, again,
story.
That's the way it is. But just if you feel like you can't travel or you can't do something or it's just tougher or other people think you're not putting in as much effort, but really you just took care of your kids, worked and, you know, did all this. You did a lot. You're doing a lot and you're doing great. So don't let anybody else tell you.
Everyone has their own story. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Everybody poops. To quote the book that I read to my kids when they were little.
You know I'm going to use
everybody
that.
Everybody poops.
I am going to use that sound bit. I am going to use that sound bit.
So
awesome.
Just because it's your poop and not someone else's poop, don't let them try and tell you that theirs doesn't stink or yours does, because everybody stinks.
It does. That's why I recommend Poopery. Have you tried that stuff?
No. Does that work?
OMG. Yes. Yes. You just
gotta get
five
some.
Squirts in the bowl of Wonderful before your break and you don't even notice. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Janet, and say you saw that commercial on YouTube.
No, I haven't. I tried it. I bought the stuff.
Oh.
I actually purchased it. I was like, what is this? Poopery? What?
Oh, my gosh.
I
have
some.
To show you that YouTube commercial. It's
yes.
hilarious.
You'll have to send it to me, and I'll share it on
I will.
The Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. The last question for Stephanie from Natty. Mm-hmm. Who are your comedy heroes?
Well, I love Kathleen Madigan. I think she is hilarious. I've gone out on the road with her many times, and I just think she is a brilliant writer, a great delivery. Like, I would like to do more storytelling, which, by the way, your boyfriend is excellent at, too.
Oh, my gosh.
On stage.
He just shocks me. I'm like, how did he turn that into... That's hilarious, but what the hell?
He is a master at it.
Yeah. It's just the way you flow and connect the dots and then loop it back around. It's just this art that you comedians have.
Thank you. Well, yeah, he's very good at it. And you know what? I have to say my heroes are people that I know more rather than sort of people who are the big, huge names. Like, I guess I listened to Steve Martin, I'm showing my age, on an album, on an album that you played on your record player. But I loved him. And so I'm going back to Steve. Right when I first started doing comedy, it was a Monday before Christmas. And I was opening at Comedy Works, and Steve was the headliner. And I was in a rush trying to get everything done before I got out the door. And I thought, you should bring your camera to record yourself. I'm like, it's the Monday before Christmas. Just get there on time. Don't waste time in getting that. And I show up, and Steve, the place is sold out. He sold it out, and he was brilliant on stage. So I learned you should always take your camera. You never know when you're going to have when it's going to be a great set.
That's the nice thing about cell phones now.
I know. Again, I would listen to albums of Steve Martin and had to bring my big, huge video recorder.
Does he still tour? I wonder. I don't know if you know that answer. I'm just throwing it out there. Does he still do comedy?
I don't know if he does.
I know he does the banjo.
I just realized I was talking about two people. Steve Martin,
yeah.
I listened to. You got that, right?
Yeah.
It was your boyfriend that I opened for.
Oh.
Mudflap. I thought
you were talking about Steve Martin.
Is my Steve Martin? Sorry, I'm all over the place. Woo. Is my hero. But Mudflap, your boyfriend, is too. Someone
that's awesome.
I mean, when I first started, that's who I opened for. That he sold the place out and just had a great set.
Was that when record players were popular?
No.
I'm just kidding. That was a dig at him.
Okay. I'm telling him.
No, it'll be a test on if he listens to my podcast.
Right. Yes.
Did you listen? Oh, you still love me. Then you didn't.
Right. Record player, Steve. What's up with that? Huh?
There's an 8-track player right behind me. Just, he likes to play from time to time. Oh. All right. So how in tune with Hollywood happenings are you?
Some of them. Some of them I'm up with. Yes.
Do you realize how big it is for Kourtney Kardashian to split from Scott Disick?
You know what? I'm going to give it 4 months. And then I'm going to say they're back together.
You think? I think you might. They've been together for quite a long time. They have 3 kids. They've never been married. He's always had his issues with drugs and alcohol. But this time they say that it's done for good. Do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I will. So you don't feel bad if you do. I do.
Sadly, Janet, sometimes I do.
Yeah, it's like time filler.
My kids watch it too, and this is why I do. I'm like, they're such idiot. I dissect it.
Yeah.
But I do watch it, so I have nothing to.
So if they take Scott Disick out for next season, they bring Caitlyn, it's going to be a whole different show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Caitlyn.
How could you forget about Caitlyn?
I know.
She's everywhere.
In regards to the Kardashian empire, yes.
They keep reinventing themselves. They're like Madonna.
Oh, I feel so bad for, what's the youngest one's
name? Kylie.
Kylie. Yeah. I really have sympathy for her because who can relate to her life? Who else out there in this entire world can say, my family got famous on my sister's sex tape and now my dad has become transgender, if I'm saying that correctly.
I think you
and
are.
And is now Caitlyn.
Right.
Nobody
well, it's Kylie
else.
And Kendall are both, they're both younger. I think Kendall's like 18 or 19 and Kylie's not even 18.
She's 17, I know. And yes, I know that on my own. I did not need to look job. That up on the internet. I knew
is it
that
the same
right
age
the
as your
head.
Daughters? Like,
yes. That's so I just think of, yeah.
Wow.
The 17-year-old having all of that to deal with.
And the 17-year-old has been having, like, lip injections, and she's looking a little bit more like Kim lately. Have you noticed that?
She does. She really does. Yes.
That's worrisome to me.
A little bit.
Hopefully they have a good counselor. I know they have full makeup and hair team. Hopefully they have a good counselor for them.
Hopefully they're... Yes,
they're
their counselor is as good as their makeup artist.
Right, right. Oh, sad news this last week. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are splitting up after 10 years.
I know. That is so sad. One day after their 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It's doesn't like, that seem a little...
That's a little hokey, don't you think?
I thought so, too. A little passive-aggressive or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they came out with a joint... statement saying, after much thought and careful consideration, we have made the difficult decision to divorce. I don't know. It's kind of like when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston called it quits. I'm like, what? No. It's that couple that you thought was going to defy all the odds.
I know.
She tamed Ben Affleck. She turned Ben Affleck from the J-Lo boy to the Jennifer Garner boy.
That's right. That's right. But Hollywood is tough, Janet.
It is.
I mean, this is what... Did you watch Gone Girl?
I haven't yet. Is it amazing?
I'm not going to give anything. I'm a big Ben Affleck fan. I have to say, ever since The Town, before that, I really didn't like him that much. But when he wrote and directed and starred in The Town, I was pretty impressed with that. So Gone Girl is pretty good, but he has one scene with, I don't think I'm getting anything away. So spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Gone Girl. But Janet, this isn't going to affect it, I don't think. So he's having a sex scene with a much younger woman in the movie. And it looked pretty realistic, which, of course, you have to have happen. I mean, right? You're a good actor.
Right? Yes.
But for some reason in my head, I think because, A, on some level, I wish Ben Affleck was my husband. I thought, man, so tough to watch your husband have a sex scene out with someone else.
Well, did you hear that Hugh Jackman's wife came out and said that there is one girl he cannot co-star with? Did you see that?
I did see that.
Now, his wife...
Do you want me to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, yeah, that's her name, has been married to Hugh Jackman for nearly 20 years. And you, I've never really heard her name. If you would have asked me, I wouldn't have known who his wife was, which is horrible.
Get on it, Janet. Get up with the times on. Actually, I can't believe I know this, but I do. She is famous in Australia. So she was a big star when they got married.
Oh.
She was a bigger star than he was. And now he's become a worldwide star. And she's older than him, too.
I could have guessed that.
I'm not sure how much. Yeah. If you've seen pictures.
She's 59 and he's 46.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of a big difference.
That is.
So who has she said that he can't co-star with?
Angelina Jolie.
Do you blame her? Homewrecker?
I don't. What? No. No, I don't. I mean, I sort of would have said, look, you can act with Steve Martin and trying to think of other men, you know. It's like...
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, thank you.
Go.
Yes. Woody Allen.
Yep.
You can be in as many movies as you want with Woody Allen.
But no Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie, right. Yes. None of it. It's tough. It's a tough business.
It is. I've said this a million times, but it's a reality that I will never know, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Michael Bublé fan? He's a singer, if you didn't already know that.
I did know he's a singer.
Yeah. See, a lot of my co-hosts on this podcast are like Hollywood ignorant, and they'll admit it. They'll be like, I only know Miranda Lambert because you talk about her every podcast.
Right. I know. I've listened, and I can't remember the specific co-host name, but I do remember them going, like, you would list off everything, and they'd be like, no, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yeah.
And then I know everything.
And that's awesome. Well, Michael Bublé unfortunately got married a few years back, and his wife is having baby number two.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's good news in Hollywood. You don't get a lot of good news
good
out of Hollywood.
Good news for them. No, uh-uh.
Is there any Hollywood news that's been on your radar lately that maybe I missed?
Oh, the Ben Affleck thing actually was the one.
Startling.
Yes, that I was thinking about. So I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad that was on for my podcast.
Huge.
It was kind of sad.
It was, yeah.
But
he looked sad in the pictures they released today that said Ben Affleck breaks his silence. He looked really sad, but do you think it's an act?
No, I do think he's sad.
Because they have a couple
going
kids
through
together.
A divorce myself. Oh. Yeah, I do think he's sad. But I do think that they will be a great example of how to co-parent even after a divorce.
Unlike Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, like you never see Tom with the baby.
No, you don't. And you know what else is weird about Tom Cruise? Is I think he kind of like, oh my gosh, my mind just went blank. His second wife, red hair.
Nicole Kidman.
Thank you. I can't believe I forgot her name.
It's all good.
Nicole Kidman, he basically shut her out, I think, of their kids' lives. Mm-hmm. So I think that...
Katie Holmes.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
I'm on it.
Katie Holmes kind of had a heads up and knew, I don't know, she just got out of there fast.
She did. The 5-year contract was up and she was out.
Yep. Yep.
That was the weirdest relationship ever.
Pretty bizarre.
Yeah. So you've been eating salads and being super healthy. Are you a potato chip person?
I'm more of a sweet tooth kind of girl. But still, I'm fascinated by how the different ways we can come up with junk food.
Yeah.
Yes.
So last year, Steve and I fell in love with the wasabi the Lay's potato chips, and they ended up being the winner. I think last year they had wasabi, bacon mac and cheese, and then mango salsa were the three flavors.
Well, this all sound okay. Yeah. Did you try them all?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and they had a cappuccino one, which was very good. Very much like a, what's that, Mexican fried cinnamon sugar thing? Come on.
Like a, not a sopapilla.
No. It's the long stick thing.
Churro.
Yes. It kind of tasted like a churro. So we're like filling in for each other's thoughts.
My brain was going, come on, Steph. If you can't think of Nicole Kidman's name, come up with churro. You just said you had a sweet tooth.
Oh, so we loved the wasabi and the cappuccino one. Well, this year, Yahoo says that they have been given the four finalists for the Lay's flavors this year. So the first one, they say, smells like roast chicken in a bag. What do you think the flavor is, Stephanie McHugh?
I have no clue. I would say rotisserie chicken, frankly.
That's what I thought, right? But they say it tastes very savory, almost meat-like in flavor. Hints of rosemary. On the whole, flavor recalls a Thanksgiving turkey. And the flavor prediction they are thinking is Thanksgiving stuffing.
Okay, I have to be honest. You lose me at meat-like in flavor.
For a potato chip.
If it's not meat, it really shouldn't taste like meat.
That's what Spam is.
It might work.
Yeah.
It might work.
The next one kind of reminded me of the wasabi. I don't know if it – just the fact that it's in the same family. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I do. Okay. So the smell is like, whoa, baby, these chips have a smell that smacks you in the face and not in a good way.
So it's kind of like that wasabi thing. Yeah.
A little sweet at first and then savory.
Mm-hmm.
And then one taster thought that they tasted like seaweed. Not sure about that. Another noted hints of sweet pickle. No one liked them.
Yeah.
The seaweed flavored chip is just wrong, which is, I'm going to have to go with that.
And they're thinking it's going to be a sushi flavored chip. Do you eat seaweed chips?
I do. I do eat those.
They're so good.
They are really good.
The wasabi flavored seaweed bites. I love those. Keep going back to wasabi. The next one kind of reminded me of what the bacon mac and cheese was last year. The smell was cheddar-y, but with beefy notes underneath. That turns you off, doesn't it?
Again, we don't need meat-like or beefy notes in our potato chips. Just don't.
Specifically, like the little burgers that came in Lunchables. Yep. Or frozen White Castle burgers you buy at a gas station. So not really Steak and Shake or Shake Shack, but they think these are going to be cheeseburger Frito-Lays.
Again,
stop
I think
throwing
last
meat in my potato
they
chip.
They just sort of stopped last year where they were ahead.
Right? All right,
Hamburger
the last
helper.
One. I know. I loved Hamburger Helper as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so
okay. Last not one. Good.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Here we go. The smell?
Yes.
Cheesy, like Parmesan.
Mm.
The taste? We picked up truffle and Parmesan, which produced a deep umami flavor. These are also herbs in the mix, but we're at a loss as to their identity. Hmm. Sorry, lost my place. All things considered, I would definitely not kick these chips out of bed. And I have to say meat or beefy was not used once in the description, so that's good.
Right.
The texture's wavy. Oh, so the prediction, truffle Parmesan.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does. I guess. I can't tell yet. I'm afraid.
You're
after the
afraid.
First three, it sounds good, but I'm a little afraid.
Have you been to Cuba, the restaurant here in Denver?
No, but you are the second person this week who has asked me that.
That means you need to go
now.
Yeah, because they have truffle Parmesan French fries, and I recommend those. Yep. I don't
know. That sounds good.
It was delicious. Anywho. All right.
Sounds a little fresher, quite frankly, than a Lay's potato chip bag that's been sitting in 7-Eleven for who knows how long.
Right. Well, the cool thing about these new flavors is you know that they're fresh bags.
Well, that's true. Yes.
For at least the first 6 months. Did you hear about the new Oreo? Speaking of junk food, let's just stay on the same topic.
Let's do it.
The Oreo is thinner. Are you an Oreo fan?
That's all relative. I do like Oreos. Yes, I try to stay away from them because it's like crack pretty much. But yes.
I was asked this question this weekend. Oreos or Chips Ahoy?
Ooh. And you answered?
Well, I want your answer first.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's the soft Chips Ahoy cookies, if I can put that out there, I would choose the soft
That's
Chips
exactly
Ahoy.
What I said.
Really?
Yes. I was like, they have the soft batch. So Chips Ahoy.
Yes.
Because Oreos can be a little dry. I like them in my ice cream.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Yep, that does. I gained, when I lost all that weight, after having the girls and was lifting weights, we went away to a family reunion in Missouri. Or Minnesota, somewhere. I can't remember, but it was hot. And there were mosquitoes the size of cats.
Missouri.
And my cute as a button teenage cousin made these Oreo balls. So she took Oreo cookies and cream cheese in a food processor and then made them into balls and then dipped them in white chocolate and brought that. And I could not stop eating them for the life of me and gained 10 pounds and have yet, Janet, to lose those 10 pounds. I can't remember the year, but Nelly, It's Getting Hot in Here was on the radio.
That was like 2002.
That sounds about right. Yeah. That sounds about right.
I remember dancing that song in the club. I don't go to the club anymore. Well, these new Oreos probably won't help your case if your cute little cousin makes them. But they're going to be 7.5 millimeters thick compared to the original cookie, which was 12.5 millimeters thick. Yeah. And
this is what I noticed. Okay, keep going. Keep going. I'll save it.
Well, the original cookies were 160 calories in three cookies. For these, you get 140 calories in four cookies.
Okay, that sounds
doable.
I don't know. Janet, when was the last time you ate three Oreo cookies in one sitting?
I don't.
Three or less.
They're so
three or less.
They're so dry. Like, I seriously have to have a lot of milk.
Yeah.
When was the last time? Do you like eat the whole thing? The whole row?
I would not even, and I would not say I've ever bought just for myself Oreo cookies. But if they're around, I'm not going to eat just three. I'm going to eat minimum of nine. in one sitting. So the thin isn't going to help me out that much. And I like how they have it in millimeters.
Yep.
Yeah, that's false. That's misleading.
In February, they had the red velvet Oreo cookies. Those were a problem.
Icky?
No, the opposite. I ate so many. I could have probably said the same thing. Like, I had never bought Oreo cookies for myself until I'm like, what are these? Let's buy them. Let's eat them all. Yeah, Steve goes out of town. He comes back. What happened to the Oreos? I don't know.
That's right. You must have taken them with you because they weren't pack them? Here.
Oh, we must have been robbed. Dang it.
Oh.
Well, Stephanie.
Well, I may have to.
Go ahead.
No, I said I may have to try out the Oreos. It kind of makes me hungry for them right now.
Post
and ice cream.
Post a picture to Facebook.
Okay.
Next time you do something, post a picture to Facebook.
Okay, I will. I know. I will.
And you're going
Thank
to
you.
Send me your upcoming gig information so I can share it with the world?
Yes, I
okay.
will.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have you back on the podcast sooner than the last time.
Thank you. I love it.
Life happens, and that just wasn't cool. I'm like, oh, how is Stephanie not going to be on the podcast till July? How does this happen? Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what, though? I loved listening to all the podcasts.
Well, thank
and you.
You
had, and again, I'm bad with names, but I loved listening to the listener that you had on.
Kim Eden?
Yes.
Tornado Queen?
Exactly. That's right. And I learned something with the wine guy.
Dan Decker.
Am I
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Among many, many other things that I will remember once we end the podcast.
Right. You'll make notes for next time.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to get off here and you're going to leave some questions for Amber, who is my co-host next week. And this will only be her second time co-hosting and it'll be her first time co-hosting single. Like last time she came
gentle.
In with Carrie. Yes. So be gentle.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody listening, you guys have a great week and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!